It's Friday, October the 22nd, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, the Fed bans trading for policymakers and Evergrande avoids default. First, the world in brief. The Federal Reserve said it will ban policymakers and senior staff from buying individual stocks, bonds and other securities, after two regional presidents of the central bank drew criticism for their trading activities and then resigned. Those subject to the new rules will be limited to investing in diversified assets, such as mutual funds, and will have to give 45 days' notice before trades. Evergrande, a debt-ridden Chinese property giant, belatedly made an $84 million interest payment to holders of its dollar-dominated debt, according to Chinese state media. The money was originally due on September 23rd. It would have officially defaulted if it hadn't paid up by this weekend. Investors still worry that the firm's failure could deal a devastating shock to China's economy. Joe Biden said that America was committed to defending Taiwan, were the island to come under Chinese attack. America's long-standing position has been that it would provide Taiwan with defensive weapons, but it has been deliberately vague about whether its commitments extend to military intervention. China has become increasingly aggressive towards the island, which it considers its own. America's House of Representatives voted to hold Steve Bannon, a close ally of Donald Trump, the former president, in contempt of Congress after he refused to cooperate with an investigation into the attack on the Capitol on January 6th. The vote was mostly along party lines. The Department of Justice must now decide whether or not to prosecute Mr. Bannon. The United Nations will launch a trust fund for cash-strapped Afghans, tapping into donor money to pay residents directly. With 40% of its GDP coming from foreign aid, Afghanistan suffered a blow after the Taliban takeover in August. That compelled the World Bank, IMF and Western countries to suspend payments and the American government to freeze more than $9 billion in assets. COVID-19 may have killed up to 180,000 health workers globally, according to the World Health Organization. It estimates that only 40% of the world's 135 million health workers are fully vaccinated. In Africa, the share is less than 10%. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the WHO's chief, urged rich countries to do more for global vaccine equity. The number of Americans filing for initial unemployment benefits, a proxy for layoffs, continued to drop. There were 290,000 claims last week, the lowest level since before the pandemic began in March 2020. About 3.3 million people received benefits across all government programs as of early October, down from 24 million a year ago. Given the dire labour shortage, firms are keen to keep workers and are raising pay. And fact of the day, 87. The average number of minutes American children aged 4 to 15 spent on TikTok each day in 2020. Young users are moving away from Facebook's platforms, but the newest social media sensation has a dark side.